Hello everyone, so you're wondering how am I going to go about adult films? It all started with Wisdom Dialogues with those who have had the same traumas as me. Should I say the same compound traumas as I? I remember in my collegiate days, walking the streets of Leesburg, Florida, I would encounter people, adults, that survived sex crimes, survived violent crimes, survived theft crimes, and survived murder attempts. In the first minute of our interacting, they would confess that such heinous horrors occurred against them involuntarily so. And I too told them that I was also a survivor of sex crimes, a survivor of violent crimes, a survivor of theft crimes, and a survivor of murder attempts myself in my boyhood years. And there were times where after we would do our stormy confessions and thunderous honesty, we would weep, wail, and gnash our teeth out of both agony and anguish, because the flashbacks convinced us to disclose the past compound abuses and compound victimizations. So, in that moment, we were dealing with complex torture, complex torment, complex angst, and complex chronic stress. So, as we divulge to each other, that the sex crimes were the most lethal in terms of suffering and endurance from our psyches or minds, if you will. We talked about how we felt about our views on sex and the sex industry, independent of the youthful turmoil of back then. And we admitted to each other that we are sex positive feminists. And that we don't have a problem with adult films. But we admitted that we have a problem with the discriminatory content and the bigotry practices that infiltrate some adult film companies. And I remember them saying to me, Antonio, the way you talk about sex is therapeutic, poetic, of empathy, of neighborliness. Of clarity, of discernment. Of sensitivity, of sweetness, of tenderness. Of calmness, of tranquility, of serenity, of inner peace, of world peace, of simple living, of minimalism, of wisdom, of camaraderie. And they said, the way you talk about sex, you emphasize companionate love, sacrificial love, unconditional love, compassionate love, agape love, selfless love. And they said, Antonio, I would really love to see you in adult films. And that shocked me because I wasn't expecting that part. The other parts I was expecting, and I appreciate that. That second part, it felt like I was processing something I wasn't used to processing. So I inquired of that particular desire of theirs, and they said, well, it's because you are a proponent of artful nudity, artsy half nudity, and the art form of being fully clothed. And they said that they said to me, when it comes to sex, I see the visual arts of eroticism, the literary arts of sensuality, and the performing arts of shape-shifting. And they said to me, Antonio, I can see you definitely doing sex surrogate partner therapy, tantric sex, soul sex, heart-centered sex, twin flames type of adult films. And my eyes got wide, my mouth agape, and I was inaudible because I was pleasantly stunned in that moment. And it took me a while to respond. They're waiting for me to respond patiently but excitedly. And I said, I appreciate your lovable loving envisioning of me, and I'll be honored to do so. And they were happily hooping and happily hoopering, happily hollering, jumping up and down, dancing out of glee. And they hugged me out of euphoria. Because by that time, I knew what all those types of concepts that they were talking about. I was quite studious of intellectualism, because I was a public intellectual by the time I went to college. So, for what I remember, they would tell me, Antonio, wouldn't it be excellent, if we as survivors could create our own sex industry, completely owned and operated by us, and I was so in awe of what they were saying. Because deep down, I was consciously starting to feel that way myself. And so we talked about it. We said, what if the majority of our sex industry managers were abuse survivors? What if the majority of our sex industry film crews were abuse survivors? What if the majority of our sex industry photographers were abuse survivors? What if the majority of our sex industry website developers were abuse survivors? What if the majority of our sex industry webmasters were abuse survivors? What if the majority of our sex industry sales personnel were abuse survivors? What if the majority of our sex industry sales personnel were abuse survivors? What if the majority of our sex industry book and magazine writers and editors were abuse survivors? What if the majority of our sex industry business model creators were abuse survivors? What if the majority of our sex industry trade negotiators were abuse survivors? What if the majority of our sex industry press release makers were abuse survivors? What if the majority of our sex industry contract draw-ups with other executive leadership and owners were abuse survivors? What if the majority of our sex industry content sellers and content buyers were abuse survivors? What if the majority of our sex industry technical support were abuse survivors? What if the majority of our sex industry servers, runners, were abuse survivors? What if the majority of our sex industry services billing were abuse survivors? What if the majority of our sex industry payroll team were abuse survivors? What if the majority of our sex industry trade shows organizers were abuse survivors? What if the majority of our sex industry various events organizers were abuse survivors? What if the majority of our sex industry marketing and sales forecasters were abuse survivors? What if the majority of our sex industry human resources were abuse survivors? What if the majority of our sex industry legal support were abuse survivors? What if the majority of our sex industry tax services providers were abuse survivors? And we all strongly agreed with each other out of triumph after we asked each other all these questions. We would answer with a resounding emphatic yes out of intellectual orgasm. And they said, "Antonio, you would be the best to lead it, and we would gladly follow your lead." And I was exceedingly jovial because of that. And so over the years, I thought about these interactions, and at first, I must admit, I was overwhelmingly struggling with these ideas, because a lot of what I'm called to do requires me to work with children and families. And I was like, okay, how can I do adult films that have a pro-survivor consumers of high amounts? In other words, how can I do adult films that have abuse survivors as the largest fan base and the largest consumers? And still be an excellent role model to children and to families. So recently I said to myself, I think maybe a few weeks ago, I attempted to tell myself, I think I should back out of the idea because I was so afraid of being disfellowshipped and excommunicated by parents, by caretakers and caregivers, by guardians. And by the workplace, by church. By the housing industry, by the medical, by the pharmaceutical industry, by polite society, by the government, and by entities and businesses. And then I felt like the encouragement by my fellow abuse survivors to write and publish wholesome erotic literature that my fellow abuse survivors can experience literary sex therapy in. As well as to help create erotic art masterpieces I felt this sense of how am I going to be able to keep children from my doing such things? Because I didn't want to be demonized and vilified for the reason why their children stumbled upon my XXX material. And I was like, I know what it's like to not be safeguarded as a kid. I don't want to pass on to kids what was shoved on me. I don't want to shove anything on the kids because I hated what was passed down on me. And I know what it's like to see pornographic content as a kid. Why should I cause other people's kids to have that same treacherous fate? And so I wrestled with this for years because I was like, but I understand that they're also survivors of pregnancy complications, sexual disorders, reproductive disorders, body image issues, anxiety disorders, mood disorders, personality disorders, psychotic disorders, eating disorders, and dysfunctional families and broken homes survivors. that also encouraged me to go in all these routes that the first set of survivors told me I should go. All these survivors agreed with each other about me doing all these X-rated things and X18 plus, rated TVMA, rated NC-17 things. Because they're like, well, we don't see any adult content that is therapeutic to us. We don't see any adult content that is medicinal for us. We don't see any adult content that is curative for us. We don't see any adult content that is restorative to us. We don't see any adult content that is remedial to us. And they said that we don't see any adult content that's rehabilitating to us. We don't see any adult content that is cleansing to us. We don't see any adult content that's an antidote to us. We don't see any adult content that is of alleviation to us. We don't see any adult content that is corrective to us. We don't see any adult content that is truth serum to us. We don't see any adult content that is medicatement to us. We don't see any adult content that is medication to us. We don't see any adult content that refurbishes us. We don't see any adult content that renews us. We don't see any adult content that revamps us. We don't see any adult content that reconditions us. We don't see any adult content that exonerates us. We don't see any adult content that absolves us. We don't see any adult content that restores us to health and normality. And they say we don't see any adult content that makes us well. We don't see any adult content that makes us better. We don't see any adult content that treats us successfully. That's what all these survivors in particular told me. And they said, Antonio, what if we had our own erotic creative expression? What if we had our own erotic storytelling? What if we had our own erotic cultural participation? And what if all of us survivors were 100% control of our erotic creative expression, our erotic storytelling, our erotic cultural participation? They said to me, Antonio, what if us survivors, we 100% controlled our erotic architecture, our erotic crafts, our erotic designs, our erotic comics, C-O-M-I-C-S, our erotic filmmaking, our erotic videos, our erotic photography, erotic ceramics, erotic sculptures, erotic printmaking, erotic drawings, erotic paintings, erotic decorative arts, erotic interior designs, erotic fashion designs, erotic graphic designs, erotic industrial designs, erotic applied arts, erotic art schools, erotic visual arts. Then they said, before I say more of what they said, we strongly agreed with each other in jolly unison that all these things should be done. Then they said, what if we had our own erotic essays? What if us abuse survivors, we had our own erotic essays, our erotic letters, our erotic memoirs, our erotic books, our erotic articles, our erotic diaries, our erotic biographies, our erotic oral literature, our erotic print writings, our erotic digital writings, our erotic poetry, our erotic drama, erotic fiction, erotic nonfiction, erotic prose, our erotic literature, and erotic narratives, erotic lyrics, erotic history, our erotic comedies, erotic satire, erotic genres, and we would powerfully say yes out of enthusiasm to all the above. Then they said, what if we had our own erotic literary arts? Then they said, what if we had our own erotic dramas, erotic dance, erotic music, erotic performing arts, and without thinking, we would say yes, because our hearts wouldn't want it any other way. And they said, Antonio, I could see you being the architect of all these things. And it would be honored if once you get to the level, we would gladly be a part of your staff team. So, they told me this. They said that I'll sum it up perfectly. As survivors, we were saying to each other, what if we had our own sex industry and our own porn industry that was completely free of institutional discrimination, completely free of structural discrimination, completely free of ageism, completely free of caste systems, completely free of classism, completely free of dialect discrimination, completely free of ableism, completely free of genetic discrimination, completely free of texturism, completely free of height discrimination, completely free of linguistic discrimination, completely free of lookism, completely free of sanism, completely free of racism, completely free of colorism, completely free of scientific racism, completely free of rankism, completely free of sexism, completely free of sexual orientation discrimination, completely free of sex characteristics discrimination, completely free of speciesism, completely free of sizeism, completely free of viewpoint discrimination, completely free of economic discrimination, completely free of housing discrimination, completely free of education discrimination. Completely free of personality discrimination, completely free of temperament discrimination. Completely free of gender identity discrimination and completely free of xenophobia. And then we all just shouted, with contentment as a result. We said to each other, what if we had our own erotic conceptual art? What if we had our own erotic stand-up comedy? What if we had our own erotic speech? What if we had our own erotic ventriloquism? What if we had our own erotic theater? What if we had our own erotic street performance? What if we had our own erotic puppetry? What if we had our own erotic operas? What if we had our own erotic professional wrestling? What if we had our own erotic mimes in Miami? What if we had our own erotic magic? What if we had our own erotic gymnastics? What if we had our own erotic clowns? What if we had our own erotic circus skills? What if we had our own erotic ballet? What if we had our own erotic acrobatics? And we were all loving these ideas and ideals. And then we said, what if we had our own erotic folklore? What if we had our own erotic fables? What if we had our own erotic fairy tales? What if we had our own erotic folk plays? What if we had our own erotic folk songs? What if we had our own erotic epic poems? What if we had our own erotic legends? What if we had our own erotic myths that were harmless? What if we had our own erotic proverbs? What if we had our own erotic orations? What if we had our own erotic performances? What if we had our own erotic audiobooks? What if we had our own erotic spoken word? What if we had our own erotic sayings? What if we had our own erotic closet dramas? What if we had our own erotic narrative poetry? What if we had our own erotic lyric poetry? What if we had our own erotic prose? What if we had our own erotic literary nonsense? What if we had our own erotic nonsense verses? What if we had our own erotic ergodic literature? What if we had our own erotic electronic literature or our own erotic digital literature? What if we had our own erotic anthologies? What if we had our own erotic serial literature? What if we had our own erotic novels? What if we had our own erotic romance prose fiction? What if we had our own erotic novellas? What if we had our own erotic novellettes? What if we had our own erotic short stories? What if we had our own erotic sketch stories? What if we had erotic flash fictions? What if we had our own erotic parables? What if we had our own erotic religious texts? They said, you know what, scratch that. What if we had our own erotic scriptures that were non-religious? And what if we had our own erotic wisdom literature? And we were just egging on these concepts. And we said, what if we had our own erotic travelogues, our own erotic persuasive writing, our own erotic nature writing, our own erotic life writing, our own erotic letters, our own erotic journalism, our own erotic essays, our own erotic epistles? What if we had our own erotic anecdotes? What if we had our own erotic philosophies? What if we had our own erotic history? What if we had our own erotic academic publishing? What if we had our own erotic encyclopedic novels? What if we had our own erotic historical fiction? What if we had our own erotic horror fiction that was harmless? What if we had our own erotic Western genres? What if we had our own erotic supernatural fiction? What if we had our own erotic science fiction? What if we had our own erotic romance novels? What if we had our own erotic paranormal fiction? What if we had our own erotic military fiction? What if we had our own erotic fantasy literature? What if we had our own erotic literature? What if we had our own erotic crime fiction? What if we had our own erotic coming of age story? What if we had our own erotic adventure fiction? What if we had our own erotic genre fiction? What if we had our own erotic literary realism? What if we had our own erotic speculative fiction? What if we taught parents how to protect their children from perpetrators and predators in the form of our own children's literature or juvenile literature to show parents and the kids how to not be traumatized and of re-traumatization, how to not be a victimization and re-victimization, what words and strategies and therapeutic techniques that can help the families out. And we were just egging on these ideas as well. And we talked about what if we had our own erotic epic poetry? What if we had our own erotic verse dramas? What if we had our own erotic verse novels? What if we had our own erotic national poetry? What if we had our own erotic ballads? What if we had our own erotic elegies? What if we had our own erotic epigrams? What if we had our own erotic ghazals? What if we had our own erotic haikus? What if we had our own erotic hymns? What if we had our own erotic limericks? What if we had our own erotic odes? What if we had our own erotic quasidas? What if we had our own erotic sonnets? What if we had our own erotic villanelles? What if we had our own erotic poets? What if we had our own erotic groups? What if we had our own erotic poetry groups and movements? What if we had our own erotic comedies? What if we had our own erotic librettos? What if we had erotic plays? What if we had erotic theaters? What if we had our own erotic history, theatrical genres? What if we had our own erotic morality plays? What if we had our own erotic satire? What if we had our own erotic screenplay scripts? What if we had our own erotic tragedies? What if we had our own erotic tragicomedies? What if we had our own erotic ancient literature? What if we had our own erotic classics? What if we had our own erotic medieval literature? What if we had our own erotic literary modernism? What if we had our own erotic postmodern literature? What if we had our own erotic books? What if we had our own erotic writers? Our own erotic literary movements? Our own erotic literary cycles? Our own erotic literary wards?
own erotic poetry awards, own erotic sociology of literature, own erotic literary magazines, own erotic composition, own erotic literary languages, own erotic narratives, story tales, and our own healthy erotic literary feuds, like erotic friendly competitions. Then lastly, we said, what if we had our own erotic cinematography, our own erotic videography, our own erotic audiography, our own erotic television? Our own erotic movies, our own erotic news shows, and our own erotic infomercials, our own erotic commercials. And our own erotic entrepreneurship. So we just kept being more and more of adoration of these schools of thought, erotically speaking, that we wholesomely conjured up, holistically conjured up. And we survivors said to each other, what if our XXX industry was completely free of objectification, completely free of dehumanization, completely free of sexual objectification, completely free of self-objectification, completely free of reification, and completely free of commodification? And then we said to each other, what if we incorporated into our eroticism erotic art as an erotic fitness indicator, erotic art for erotic psychological and erotic healing purposes, erotic art for an erotic free zone. Erotic art for erotic social inquiries, erotic art for erotic social inquiry, erotic as erotic entertainment. And erotic ritualistic and erotic symbolic functions, erotic expression, erotic imagination, erotic experience of the erotically mysterious, erotically basic human instinct for erotic harmony, erotic balance, and erotic rhythm, erotic communication art, in our erotic evolutionary psychology. And then we said, what if we could show people that as survivors, traumatic bonding has nothing to do with our eroticism. Complex post-traumatic stress disorder has nothing to do with our eroticism. Playing the victim has nothing to do with our eroticism. Adverse child experience has nothing to do with our eroticism. Destabilization has nothing to do with our eroticism. Manipulation has nothing to do with our eroticism either. So we would have these kinds of talks with one another. And I must be honest and say that it was upstanding and outstanding to have such discussions with them. And so I decided to embark on all of these ideas and to make them all truthful realities, not just imaginative vivid dreams. And I can honestly say that I am extraordinarily proud of us all abuse survivors. In closing, us survivors, like, it would be awesome if we had our own erotic production company, our own erotic film studios, our own erotic intellectual property rights, our own erotic pre-production, our own erotic principal photography, our own erotic post-production, our own erotic above-the-line personnel, our own erotic below-the-line technical crew, our own erotic development, our own erotic production, our own erotic distribution, our own erotic motion picture projects. And we talked about having our own, like, erotic pornographers as well, and our own erotic television set, and our own erotic television crews. So that, and our own erotic television productions, like our own erotic television studios, and the very last and least, well, very last but not least, like on erotic cinematic techniques, on our own erotic film rights, on erotic film industry, like on erotic television industry, on erotic I got on erotic, voice acting as well. And, my fellow survivor said to me, Antonio, I want you to tell the world what we've talked about, which I just did, and I also want you to help start actualizing all these things, and we'll just fall in line in the name of critical thinking.